The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you, man? Good.
Just gotta get my computer.
Had a nice little Veterans Day off. Huh?
Yeah, it was nice. A little 3-day weekend.
Yeah, I thought of you and all your Call of Duty playing.
Well, I thought of you and all your a veteran.
I played some Fortnite, so got a victory royale on.
Hey.
Yeah, Veterans Day, so you know.
Good for you. On the new map?
Good shot. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Good.
Pretty excited about that.
Well, that's good. So you had a good Veterans Day.
Yeah. You know, I think I cooked just hamburgers and hot dogs and, you know, played a little Fortnite, cleaned the house.
Perfect Veterans Day.
Did some shopping.
Did you watch Monday Night Football?
I did.
The Dolphins and the Rams. I almost bet on that game, but I didn't see you yesterday, so like, I don't know if I should do this or not.
I got to take a break. I was on a heater for so long, I've just been getting my ass kicked. Like, just stuff like, you know, stuff that should be easy and looked like it was going to happen and it just doesn't. You know, you're like, God damn, man.
But I missed out on that $1,500 on Thursday Night Football.
Well,
and now I'm upset about it. And then Caleb Williams this week, and that guy sucks.
I told you he's not getting traded.
Well, hold on. You didn't tell me that. You said he could. You said,
I said, of course he could, but
you
I wouldn't
there's
bet
just
on
many games that he's.
I told you that he'd only done it twice.
No, it was. He'd done it like.
And the other ones, I told you, like
maybe
5 yards
times.
Over. 5 yards
they,
over.
They were playing the Patriots. I mean, anyway, I don't know. The thing is, the last time I had a good feeling about one was Thursday night, and then I screwed it up by changing it, taking the win straight up instead of the points. I would have won so much money, Laszlo. But once this money's out, I'm done. I'm taking a break. This is all still the money that I said I would leave in there, and I would bet unless I won something, I'm about out. So, you know, I'm not going to bet on handball or any of that stuff. I didn't bet on the Lions game either, by the way. How about that Sunday night?
That was a hell of a game, huh?
Show. First of all, what was going on with the Texans uniforms? Did I miss something?
I kind of like those red ones, to be honest with you.
What was that? What was that?
Must have been like, I don't know, their Color Rush ones. I don't know.
But is it something they just, is that the first time they've worn them? Not just this season, but I've never seen them before. Exactly. I
don't like
them
the Texans.
Close. I feel like they're a fake team. There's something about them
like I just don't like. Like, I don't like the team. There's no reason for it, but I don't like watching them even.
I guess I don't have any feeling about them one way or the other than they feel like a new expansion team.
And it's not like I hate them because, you know, who their players are or whatever. I mean, I don't like C.J. Stroud, but I didn't like him before they had him. There's something about the Texans I don't like.
Well, that game on Sunday was something else. I don't know what was. I know the Lions were favored in that game, but I don't know what the spread was.
6 maybe.
Was it like that?
Maybe not even that. I don't know.
Okay. But you start looking into, for people who didn't watch the game, you start looking into statistics about how many times has a player thrown five picks in one game and still won. It doesn't happen often, but it has happened. And actually, I saw something that it's actually happened in a couple of Super Bowls. So, because I was sitting there thinking, as it was happening, well, if they're winning this game, this has to be a first ever. There's never been a game where a quarterback's thrown five interceptions and still won the game.
Right.
But no, they have. It's just, it's been a while. But he might not be up for MVP anymore, Lazo. I don't know. I mean,
why?
Well, he had five picks in a game.
Touchdown. Like, what do you want?
It could hurt. That could hurt. A lot of talk about.
I mean, if he'd have thrown five interceptions and they lost, I'd be worried about that. But
if you win, then it doesn't matter.
I think if you figure out if you have a really bad game and you figure out a way to win,
well, that should be worth something.
Yeah,
or maybe even it's part of the strategy.
If you have a really bad game and just get crushed, then I think that's bad. But I think if you have a real, I think Mahomes is still up for MVP, and he hasn't played well. But
statistically, I think his worst season, right?
Yeah, but his team's undefeated. Like, you throw five interceptions as a quarterback and figure out a way to win.
It's worth something.
I think that helps you.
Boy, speaking of which, were you watching the Chiefs game on Sunday?
I was.
I haven't seen you since
I have to be
Friday.
Honest with you, though. I didn't realize I was like 4 minutes behind.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So then I was like,
for the Chiefs game or for the Lions game?
The Chiefs game.
Okay.
And then people were texting me like, wow, what? And I was watching with Chacho, and he got up and just left. And then I was like, what the hell? And then I realized I was behind. I was like, oh. And I was like, Chacho, come here. You guys see the end? He's like, I know what happened. People were texting me. He's like, we were behind. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. He's like, me neither, until people started texting me.
Right.
I was like, oh, man, I'm sorry. So
I thought maybe you were behind with the Lions game,
too. It kind of ruined, like, the fun of it.
Yeah.
Because then I knew, like, oh, they blocked. Then I was like, oh.
I obviously did not know that was coming. And I wasn't mad. We said the Chiefs have got to lose one. They're probably, going undefeated is damn near impossible. So they're going to lose one. And if they lose one, it's going to be one like this,
The Broncos are pretty good.
The Broncos, they're decent, exactly.
Yeah. I like
a good coach.
Bo Nix looks good.
Yeah. So this could be the one. And then I just saw it towards the end of the game. Well, they might actually lose this one. And then, of course, at the end of the game, I thought, well, they've lost this game. They've run down the clock. This is an easy field goal. It's basically a gimme. The Chiefs lost the game. And I was putting up Christmas decorations. I looked down for a second.
Too. Is it too early?
I don't know. That's why I was asking you Friday. Brooke said she wanted to do it because the time changed. Supposed to cheer you up. So we did it.
I'll be honest with you, man. I have not been on my medication pharmacies have been out of it.
Yeah.
For like 2 years. And I finally got it. My Christmas lights are up. Like, I clean the house.
You should do a commercial.
Like, it really was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
I did the paperwork to remortgage my house. Like, I was like, just stuff I'd never done.
Yep.
Like, I don't care about it. Like, I literally started doing it.
Makes a huge difference having that stuff. But, we got all of ours up. But, yeah, I was putting it up, and I look down, and when I look back up, I just see a Chiefs player running with the ball on the field.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wait, why does he have the ball? What happened? Was it short? Like, I totally missed it. And then it seemed like Kevin and Trent went silent for a while during that game. If you were watching, they just didn't say anything for like 60 seconds. I'm like, what the hell just happened? And they finally showed the replay. I've watched that replay several times. I can't totally tell what's happening there. Somebody gets in there and blocks it. It's impossible to tell who screwed up. Did the Broncos screw that up somehow?
Look and Pat McAfee.
Mm-hmm.
He breaks it down. There's a whole video where he tells you where this guy went and the other guy went and what happened. He breaks it down.
I'd like to watch that because it was not totally clear to me, and it felt like the guys on TV were a little confused too. Also, I know if you're from Kansas City, you know Kevin.
It was the guy on the left side, that 54. He just toppled over.
He got hit back, but he turned. McAfee goes through it. He turns his shoulder a certain way that he's not supposed to.
Soon as the ball snaps, that guy just falls on his back.
Yeah. And so was it just him falling?
Yeah.
Like, is that...
That's how Leo Chanel got through.
Okay.
The Broncos beat the Chiefs in Denver late October last year. That was the last time they met until today. 35-yard field goal Lex. Flaboni the snap, Riley the hold, Lex the kick to win it.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
All right, what's this bet now? It pays me $1 million. We're just going to bet the Super Bowl. We're going to bet Lions, Chiefs.
And then over under, over 100.
Over 100. And we're betting the Chiefs to win, right?
Yeah, that's
just
what
the Chiefs
I saw.
Straight up.
I saw
Chiefs
a thing on the internet said the script has been leaked. Chiefs beat Lions in Super Bowl 54-50. And it looked like it had a box score, But I've never, there's no game that ever existed before. And I didn't even click on the link. I just saw the picture and was like, oh, that'll never happen. But then you were thinking about stuff to bet. I'm like, man, you put $20 on that.
Yeah, I probably can put $10 on that.
Highest scoring Super Bowl of all time was 75 points. It was 1995, the 49ers versus the Chargers.
And what? What was the final score?
75. That was the overall. The overall score between the two of them.
That seems crazy to me. But that's the highest scoring Super Bowl?
45-30. That's a high scoring 45-30.
I know, but it's just like all the Super Bowls, that's the highest scoring?
49-26.
There you go.
That's pretty crazy. Mm. So... We're way off then. So this would pay more than 1,000 to 1. This would probably pay more, like, if it's never happened.
I bet you they don't even give you 100. Like, I bet you it's not even an option. Like, over under probably 75 or something. That's, you know, the highest you can get. So.
Okay. Someone please show me how to build one of these parlays correctly so I don't screw it up this time.
The Chiefs versus the Eagles. That was 73 points.
Okay. Well, yeah. What was the final score of that game?
38-35.
Wow. Crazy. What, that season when Mahomes, what was it, his... second season as a starter? What was a season where the Chiefs were putting up like 50 points against all these teams?
First or second.
Yeah. I want to say that was the second season of him as a starter. And maybe I'm just remembering it wrong.
Like 50 every
it felt
game.
Like he was. Yeah. It felt like they were putting up 50 points a game. The talk every week was, can next week's opponent put up enough points to hang with the Chiefs? Because the problem was the defense wasn't great yet. The Chiefs' defense still wasn't great.
Right.
But the Chiefs could put up a ton of points. Now, I've heard people say, I wouldn't be surprised, that this is statistically Mahomes' worst year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that doesn't seem surprising at all. Yet, it's weird because last year this time, I remember this time, maybe even week 6 or 7, I remember talking to my nephew, he was talking about the Chiefs, and he said, yeah, I don't think the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl this year. And I laughed, and I said, yeah, no, I don't think so. And I don't remember exactly what was going on with the Chiefs at the time, but I remember thinking, this is not their year.
Mm-mm.
This is definitely not their year. So, I don't know if we look at Mahomes, has he statistically... you know, as far as number of yards, completion percentage, all that, has it continued to just go down a little bit?
I mean, I don't know.
Still finds ways to win. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
It seemed like last year he probably would have scored more, but those, I mean, if we remember, all those receivers just dropping wide open touchdowns.
Right. Yeah.
Who knows? Like, you know, sometimes those stats are, you know, let me see it. So you're like, oh, well, Mahomes' completion percentage is so much less, and he's thrown so many less touchdowns. It's like, okay, well, how many of those were dropped by Sky Moore? And,
yeah.
You know, I don't know the answer.
They still beat the Ravens. They still beat the Bengals. So, you know, I don't know. When they said at the end of that game, I don't know if it was Trent Green or Kevin Harlan at the end of the game, he said, well, this is it. I think it was Trent. You know, the Chiefs just find ways to win games. I'm like, okay, finding a way to win a game, I understand that logically. But this happening... blocking the game-winning field goal, which was, what, a 30-yard field goal? No, something like that. It wasn't very long. 35-yard field goal. That doesn't... Brooke was like, how often does that happen? I said, I mean...
Never.
When I was a kid, Neil Smith used to be able to block a few kicks. He had a 10-foot wingspan. He'd get his arm up there sometimes, and he could get a finger
on it. Well, I think, you know, they changed the rule. I don't know what year they changed the rule. You can't stand on anybody now
and
either.
That was everything then, because you just climbed up on the guy in front of you, and you tried to get the block. And you always did, but at least back then, I was a Chiefs fan, but I would assume that all NFL fans back then, when that field goal was happening, you always were... hopeful that your team could block that kick because it was a possibility. Now that doesn't happen.
No,
it doesn't happen. You had to climb on somebody to get there, and so it just doesn't happen anymore. But I don't know, man. Is it an act of God? Is it a script, Laszlo? You told me. Seems pretty crazy.
No.
Although Mahomes certainly looked shocked when he ran out there on the field.
Yeah, no,
he didn't look like he knew that was the script. He looked. He looked shocked.
I think they're so. I think they're so good that they practice things a lot that other teams don't practice. Like, if your team is not very good, if you're having problems, you know, running the ball, or your O-line isn't, you know, functioning as a unit, that's time invested.
Yeah.
You know, so this week in practice, like, damn, our O-line said, we got to work on this. We got to work on the running game. I think when you're kind of like a well-oiled machine with all of the parts that they have that are still together, I think it allows you to practice things like blocking a field goal.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's my guess. I don't know that to be true, but my guess is when you don't have to practice how to run, you know, duo, it gives you time to practice blocking field goals.
I guess something, because there's just however many games this season where you go, I don't think they might not win this one, and then they do. You get to the point where you think, They will. As a Chiefs fan, you go, I'm not really stressed about it. Mahomes finds a way to win. It's like he does just enough, whatever it is he's got to do to get that W.
Right.
But when you get down to the end of the game, there's no time left on the clock, and it's a 35-yard kick. Even as a Chiefs fan, you go, well, they lost this one.
Right.
You know, that one was over. By the way, speaking of kicks, the Lions game.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone watched the Lions game, Lazo's a huge Lions fan. He's from Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And the story is they've got this kicker who a year ago was selling bricks in Houston or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's where he's from. So he got to return home in Houston to play for the Lions. And they said that through, you know, in his previous games, they've been very careful what kind of kicks they let him come out there to take because they don't really want him to get in his head that he can't do this.
So they had a bad field goal kicker last year.
Yeah. So it's like this strategy that once he starts to think, once coaches think, you know, he's ready for this, we'll bring him out there for a longer kick. So if you watch the Lions game, did you see any of it at Snow Cone?
I watched like some of the first half, and I thought it was done.
I mean, the five interceptions. It was a messy game.
I saw the five interceptions.
But then you have, I think they said it was fourth longest, one of the longest kicks for a Lion, field goal kicks. That happens, and we're talking the ball. You cannot come any closer to an upright without touching the upright.
Sure.
So it was all the way to the right upright and somehow doesn't hit it and goes in. Then at the end of the game, to kick the game-winning kick, they bring him out there again. And it's almost like he wanted to correct himself because the ball drifted so far right last time. So this time he kicks it and the ball goes so close to the left field bar
that
you can't get any closer. I mean, it was absolutely insane, but he got both of them.
Yep.
Everyone's like, yay, what a great story. NFL loves stories. Everybody loves stories.
Sure.
This guy was selling bricks a year ago. Now look at him. Here he is. He just won the game for the Lions. And so they're waiting for like this post-game interview. And generally speaking, I don't know about you, but if the network says, stick around, we're going to have an interview with the kicker coming up.
Yeah, right.
I'm not like, I have to stick around. This time I was like, I want to see him. Did you watch him?
I watched him talk about Jesus.
He did. It's immediately like, they're like, you know, how does it feel? And he's like, I'm just glad that I get a chance to give Jesus the glory or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's weird. I guess maybe that's always been happening, but it feels like it happens. And is it kickers specifically? Get all that stuff with, you know.
I know a lot of people doing
it. I don't have a problem with it. It's just, I grew up going to church. And even growing up going to church with people that were very religious that went to church every Sunday, I don't know that if they were in the NFL and they kicked those, you know, game-winning goals like that they would still come out there and say, I'm glad to give Jesus the glory. Maybe it's just the kind of church I went to.
I feel like it was. I expected him to do that.
You did?
Yeah. I mean, of course. Jesus, take the leg.
Have you heard him do it before?
No, but I knew that he was kind of a religious guy. I didn't know how religious, but
I don't feel like I knew he was religious at all. Yeah, part of me wondered, is he going to talk about God?
Yeah.
Just because he's a white guy in the NFL, is that it? I really don't know. But there's like this little voice in your head that says he's probably going to talk about God.
Everybody does when they win. I mean, it doesn't matter.
True. That's true.
Almost at Oscars
thank God.
And Grammys.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, very rarely does someone not get up and thank God. I think probably because in order to do something, this is my take on it. I think in order to do something great, to be great at something, meaning there's what, 32 NFL teams?
Yeah.
That means there's 32 people in the world that can do what he does. As good as he does.
Yeah.
32. As far as like being an actor or whatever. But I don't think you get there without, professionally anyway, some rock bottom moments. Be it selling bricks or getting cut from a team or all these things. So where we, as normal people, when that happens, we don't think, well, let me go try out for the XFL.
Yeah.
We just think, I didn't make it. It's over. Game's over. We don't sell bricks and then at night go practice our field goal kicking.
Yeah.
So in order to do that, you have to have some sort of motivation.
And maybe a belief
that
it's possible.
This is going to happen. Like, there's a reason why I'm doing this. Because if you don't,
this is my
then
story.
You just try to sell more bricks.
Yeah.
Right? Which is what most people do. So I think once that happens, you only have one thing to thank for it.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess.
Because you made it through this part where nobody thought that you could. So
I'm happy for him. I felt bad for people selling bricks in the Houston area because they just S'd on that about 100 times during the game.
Right.
Like, can you believe it? Well, I don't think you'll be wanting that job. You won't need that job anymore. Yeah, okay, we get it. What is selling bricks? Like, you go to a construction crew and you say, you should buy my bricks? I don't really know
probably.
How that works. But he made it now. Those two kicks, I don't remember the first one was 58 or something like that. Yeah. Maybe the second. Yeah.
Good
so
for him.
Good for him. He got both of them. And it's a good story.
And it's a good, you know, it's a good job to be the field goal kicker for the Lions.
Absolutely.
You're probably only going to get those, which makes it stressful and bad. But a lot of times, You know, if it's fourth and five and there's some time left on the clock, they're going for it.
Well, this is a guy who did not play football as a kid. Did not play, even though he's from Texas, did not play football as a kid. Did not play football really in high school. He was playing soccer.
Right.
Took him forever to realize, oh, maybe I'm a good kicker. At least this is the very brief bio that they gave of him on the game Sunday night. But sounds like he started kicking, which we had a guy at our school, actually, who was a soccer player, moved over to the football team, became a place kicker, kicked a little bit in college. Yeah.
When I coached football in, you know, the 7th and 8th grade, middle school, like, when we, you know, after a while, you're like, all right, we got to kick field goals. Who? And you look around and you go, hey, which one do you play soccer?
Yep.
And the kid raises his hand, you're like, are you good? He's like, I play on a club team for this. Like, hey.
Yeah.
Get over there.
That was like my parents' whole plan for me. They had me training with this.
Oh, yeah, I always
NFL
forget
kicker.
That was supposed to be the plan. Because I always say, why isn't it the plan for you guys? You have sons. Why aren't they out there kicking footballs? If nothing else, just, it doesn't have to be what they do. You just say, just, you got plenty of time to get good at this. This guy kicked for the Michigan Panthers or whatever it was, but it's not like he's been kicking his entire life.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, really honing on his craft. There's obviously a shortage of kickers, and maybe it takes some level of God-given talent that, you know, we overlook, and that it's not just about practice. But, God, it does seem like a job that's really mostly about practice.
Well, I think
practice.
Well, you got to have a strong leg.
Absolutely.
I don't think you can just do it if you're, like, you know, you probably know if you've got,
if you can
do it after a couple times.
Through. Yeah.
And then if it's like, okay, now I've got the natural ability to do this.
Now practice.
Now I just got to practice every day for 8 hours a day and, like, you know, like, put in that time.
It's also one of those jobs, though, where I think it was Real Sports did the special about these guys that'll go through college. They're great kickers. They get drafted, you know, because teams need good kickers. They're usually the highest scoring player on the team. And they get the yips. And when they do, it can ruin their career.
Oh, yeah.
To the point where they just get in their head and suddenly they're not even close.
Well,
and I don't know if you watched that, but it was pretty crazy.
That's what Dan Campbell said when they asked him about the field goal kicker, about getting in his head. He said, if I bring him out to make a kick that he can't make in a pressure situation and then he gets in his head, that's on me.
Right. Exactly.
I'm not doing that to
him. And that's why they waited to bring him out to do these longer kicks.
What a coach, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
What a coach.
What's the guy's name? Jake Bates, I think, is the kicker's name. Yeah, I thought that was interesting. Because, unlike a lot of the other positions, there's so much in your head as a kicker that you hear from all these kickers that it's totally in your head. And if you screw up, if you get unsure of yourself, uncertain, it can ruin your entire career. So as a coach, even though you know he's got what it takes, I mean, in practice, how often do you think he's kicking 55-yard field goals? Probably fairly easily, right? It's not a big problem. But to do it in a game is sort of different. You got to believe that you can do it.
And you got people breathing on your neck. And
It's so much pressure. I cannot imagine that amount of pressure. Obviously, an NFL Sunday night game, that's a lot of pressure. If you were to go to the Super Bowl, I guess, is the only way this becomes even more pressure. Playoffs, whatever.
58-yard field goal to win
but
the
still,
Super Bowl. But.
Yeah. The whole team, though, now here you are. You were selling bricks a year ago.
No, now you don't got to worry about it.
No, because now you've done it.
And even if you miss one, people are like, no, he's good.
You've got some good grace.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.